This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party's weekly strategy meeting, known as Mangal Milan, was held at the Parliament House today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and other leaders were present at the meeting. The meetings are traditionally held on Tuesdays during Parliament sessions with an aim to demonstrate complete alliance unity. The meeting last took place on the 28th of July. MPs from Trinamool's breakaway faction, the newly formed Nationalist Citizens Party of India, also attended the alliance meeting. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up the Bankers' Books Evidence Bill 2026 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is likely to move the bill to provide for law relating to evidence with respect to bankers' books and to align it with contemporary digital banking practices. The Finance Minister is also scheduled to introduce the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026 and the Appropriation Bill 2026 in the lower house today. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 today. Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. BJP today accused the Congress and other opposition of disrupting the proceedings of the monsoon session of Parliament. Briefing the media in New Delhi this morning, BJP national spokesperson Sambit Patra alleged the Congress and its alliance of creating a ruckus during question hour and 0 hours. He further claimed that the opposition had not participated in discussions on important bills, which passed successfully in the houses for the benefit of citizens. He also accused the opposition of hurting the sentiments of Hindu and Hindu saints through its protest at the Makar Dwar in the Parliament. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Communication and Information Technology met Meta officials in New Delhi regarding the temporary removal of Prime Minister Modi's video from Facebook. BJP MP and chairperson of the committee, Nishikant Dubey, criticized Meta India for removing the social media post of the Prime Minister. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Dubey said that the committee has demanded Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to apologize for this, and if he does not do so, then the safe harbor protection under Section 79 should be withdrawn from him.
ये माफी नामा जकरबर्ग के तरफ से आना चाहिए और ये जकरबर्ग नहीं देते हैं तो जो सेफ हार्बर का जो प्रोटेक्शन है उनको सेक्शन 79 में वो सेफ हार्बर का प्रोटेक्शन उनसे वापस ले लेना चाहिए.
The second meeting of the BRICS Anti-Corruption Working Group and the BRICS Expert Network on Asset Recovery will begin in Hyderabad, Telangana today. The two-day meeting is being organized in line with the theme of India's BRICS presidency, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. India and Uzbekistan have agreed to expand their strategic partnership by strengthening cooperation in critical minerals, mining, trade, energy, infrastructure, defense and education during high-level talks held in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions took place during the four-day official visit of Uzbekistan's Foreign Minister Bakhtiyor Saidov, who met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today and tomorrow. The weather system is likely to impact several districts of Assam, particularly those bordering the two neighboring states. The Assam State Disaster Management Authority has urged people in the concerned districts to take all necessary precautions and remain vigilant. U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran has been given a last chance to reach an agreement with Washington, claiming that a planned military strike was paused after Iran and several Gulf countries urged diplomacy. Trump also said discussions were underway to reopen the Strait of Hormuz completely, possibly by tomorrow. However, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei denied reports of direct or indirect negotiations with the U.S., saying Tehran was not holding talks with Washington. And India's badminton stars will begin their campaign today at the Korea Masters 2026, a BWF Super 300 tournament beginning today in South Korea. The tournament will run until the 9th of this month. All eyes will be on 17-year-old Tanvi, who enters the tournament after winning her first BWF World Tour title at the Taipei Open last Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.